If you've just woken up, good luck to you. In day one play in Abu Dhabi between Pakistan and Australia, second test, Australia were sent to bowl. Yeah, because Pakistan won the toss and batted. That's what happened. They made 282 on day one, and in reply, the Aussies 2 for 20 with a couple of late wickets. Some disappointment.
So you sort of like Safraz has said to the toss, you can have a bat after us.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. John Hastings, part of Fox Cricket commentary team, doing a hell of a job. One of our favourites here would have been watching it all unfold. Morning, Duke.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're going well. We're trying to work out who has the upper hand here at the moment. Is it pretty even, Stevens, or are you giving it to someone at this stage after day one?
Oh, look, I reckon if Peter Siddle didn't get LBW last ball of the night last night, then I reckon it would have been Australia's day. But he could have hung around for another half an hour in the morning. But what a day of Test cricket, wasn't it? Nathan Lyon moves to fourth in the all-time list of the wicket takers. You know, 7 wickets fell to spin out of 10 on day one. So that's ominous signs as well. But after Australia, as you just mentioned there, Whitey got asked to bat after Safraz Ahmed. I thought it was going to be a very, very long couple of days in the field again, but it was a very, very good day for Australia.
There's a bit of extra bounce, wasn't there? Which Nathan Lyon loves bounce. And he just becomes a different bowler when he sees the excitement of bounce and turn.
Yeah, he is. He's a totally different bowler. It's like, you know, when his record up at the Gabba is very, very good. The wicket that bounces as well, and at the Wacker as well. So it really brings the close men in and around the bat. And he's got two pretty darn good ones in Travis Head and Manus Labuschagne as well. He's probably the best short leg fielder in the world. I don't know if you want that title, but he's certainly the one that is very, very good.
Well, what about his catch? It was channeling Mark Taylor, wasn't he? The little
very good
flick up off the leg, and it was an incredible catch.
It was. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was a real reflex sort of reaction to get the one that flicks up, as you said, a bit like Mark Taylor off the knee. And, you know, he practices that no end. He's seriously one of the best short leg fielders going around in the world. So no surprise to me that he hung on to that one.
John Holland, is he unlucky, or is he not quite bowling as well as he does for Victoria? I mean, Labuschagne took that great catch, but he also dropped an absolute sitter off Holland's bowling. It just seems like things just aren't quite going his way at the moment.
Yeah, I think he probably can't find his natural length over there. His probably natural pace as well.
I think
he's probably bowling just a touch slow.
Yep.
And I think that the Aussie spin bowling coaches, Sree and Jono Davison, will probably be telling him that, just to try and get the ball fizzing into the footmarks. I know there wasn't any footmarks yesterday, but even in Dubai the other day, I just thought he's just bowling a fraction slow. A little bit unlucky at times, but you know, I really think his pace and his natural length that he needs to find over in Asian conditions is probably just a little bit lacking at the moment.
Did he get the support from the skipper last night with the field?
Possibly not. It's a tough one as well, isn't it? Because really, as an international bowler, you need to take ownership of that field. And that's something Johnny Holland's worked on over the last few years, is just trying to get the field right, trying to bowl to what he actually wants. So, look, he's an absolutely amazing bowler, but hopefully he can get that together over the next few days and really have an impact in that second innings for Australia. Because I do think there's not as much coverage of grass on the end of the wickets, so I think the footmarks are really going to come into play, and it's going to start to spin big time as well. And turn and bounce is a dangerous thing.
So at the crease today, when the Aussies resume, Aaron Finch will be there and Sean Marsh will come out as well. What needs to happen in the first session, Duke, just to get things back on our terms?
Well, they really need to channel you know, that last day on Dubai, just the same patience that they showed, the same sharp footwork that they showed. And just bat and bat and bat. Just have that mindset when you're going out there. Everyone needs to face an enormous amount of balls. Try and get to 20 or 30 balls to start with. And really just be precise with your footwork, because there's going to be a spin challenge. There's going to be a reverse swing challenge. So just more of the same. And that's, I think, what Justin Langer's message will be to the guys going out there. Just be as sharp as you possibly can when you start, and just try and bat big and just really build a lead. Because I think Australia, right in this test, if we can get well over 300, 350, and get any sort of lead and try and bowl them out, I think it's going to be, you know, really, really exciting test match.
Bat big is a good message, I reckon, for the boys today. Good luck to them. Good luck to you, team, at Fox Sports as well. Duke, look forward to seeing all the action today.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Nice work. John Hastings, one of our favourites on The Breakfast Club with the update after day one at Abu Dhabi. That is it for us. Sherelle, nice to see you.